Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Peace World Radio. Vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jans is an energetic, vibrant, and engaging show that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who are using their lives to raise the frequency of our world. Here you will meet authors, actors, scientists, activists, and so many more who dare to dream that things can be different, who think beyond what they were taught and have the courage to not settle. If you too believe that a world of peace is possible and have been looking for inspiration to become part of this extraordinary step in the evolution of humanity, then you're in the right place, because that's what Peace World Radio is all about. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having. Now here is your host, Christina Jans.
Hello and welcome, everyone. Welcome to Peace World Radio. I am so happy that you're able to join me today. Recently, I have found myself thinking about the great challenges that we all go through at some point in our lives. And in fact, I posted one of these thoughts on the Peace World Radio Facebook page. And it goes something like this: whatever your dreams may be, know that on the journey to making them a reality, you will be tested. There will be times that you feel you can't take another step, that you've given every ounce of your being and have nothing left to give. And it's right there in that very moment when you're about to give up that greatness happens. I wonder if you've ever found yourself at a point like this, when you've given everything for a cause, a dream, a goal, when you have exhausted all your ideas, used up all your reserves of mental, physical, and emotional energy, and you arrive at this point saying, I cannot take another step. Well, I know this place quite well. I've been at it a few times in my life, and through my counseling work, I've seen many others arrive at this critical junction as well. And I've noticed that it's right at this point when many people stop their journey. Now, you know, it has to be said that sometimes in certain situations that is the right decision. But oftentimes it's just that one step away from greatness, from transforming your life, fulfilling your destiny, making a difference. I think when we arrive at this point, we're often surprised that after our tireless work, our due diligence, all the effort to get us this far, that we would be faced with such a daunting test, and yet that's what happens, and that's exactly what it is, a test. A test to see if our hunger for what we want is greater than the undertow of the old familiar ways that want to pull us back. And it seems to me that in all endeavors, this seems to mark the threshold which, when crossed, great and extraordinary change and transformation and achievements can take place. I don't think we arrive at this point. I don't think this test comes up because we've done something wrong. I think it's one of the defining characteristics of evolution, the point where, despite what our circumstances may tell us, we throw our personal center of gravity forward. Spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally, we launch ourselves into the new paradigm, hope cemented by behaviors, full-on commitment, no turning back, and then breathe life into the new beginning. So when you arrive at this critical junction, oftentimes alone on the journey, so far out on the limb that it seems there are no supports left to hold you up, how do you find the strength to hold the vision, to take one more breath, one more step, and to not give up? Well, that's the focus of our show today. And I thought there would be no better way to explore this with you than to introduce you to the journey of a man named Roger McGowan. And certainly there is no better person on earth to tell us about him than Pierre Pradervand, who is my very special guest today, and he will be joining us from Geneva, Switzerland in just a moment. Now, some of you might remember that Pierre was a guest on my show several months ago. And in researching that show, I discovered a book Pierre had written called Messages of Life from Death Row. And this book is so powerful that I knew I had to have him back. The book focuses on Pierre's correspondence with death row inmate Roger McGowan. Roger has spent 25 years on death row in Texas for a crime that many believe he never committed. And what's remarkable, what's remarkable is that in a place where many go mad or commit suicide, Roger made the conscious decision to use the conditions of his life on death row to grow and evolve. And according to Pierre, Roger has reached an extraordinary state of unconditional love and forgiveness that few ever attain, whether it be in prison, death row, or the free world. So now, before I introduce you to Pierre, you might want to write down the following phone number, because today, September 9th, 2013, we are giving away three free copies of this incredible book, Messages of Life from Death Row. It really, truly is extraordinary. It is beautiful, shattering, profound, and humbling, and quite frankly, I think everyone should read this. So be sure to listen carefully throughout the show for the times when I tell you we're going to give away another book. The number to call is 1-800-930-2819. So again, that is 1-800-930-2819. And we're going to start our show today by giving away one free copy of Messages of Life from Death Row to the first person who calls in right now. So if you're the first caller, you're going to get a free copy of this beautiful book. Pierre, my dear friend Pierre,
Hello. Welcome back to
Peace World Radio.
Thank you.
It's so good to have you back again.
It's such a privilege for me. I feel the one who's really blessed by the interview.
Wonderful. Now, your book, Messages of Life from Death Row, this is a compilation of primarily your correspondence with Roger McGowan. How long have you been corresponding with him?
I've been corresponding exactly now 15 years. 1997. Well, it's 16 years now. 1997 I started. Early 1997.
My goodness. And okay, so just as a starting point and to help us get some frame of reference for what we're going to be speaking of today, can you describe to us what Roger's life has been like being on death row for 25 years?
Well, first, I and quite a few others who are on his case have the deep conviction he's innocent, but he was convicted for a crime he did not commit. And death row in Alan Polunsky unit in Livingston, Texas, is what they call a super maximum prison, where the inmates are in 6 by 9 foot cells, 6 by 9 feet, 23 out of 24 hours a day. There's only a tiny slit below the ceiling, so they have to climb on their beds, roll their mattresses. They want to see a tiny bit of light, daylight, from their cell. They have breakfast served at 3 in the morning. Now I think it's 2:30. It's moved up. Lunch around 9 in the morning, and dinner around 3, 4 o'clock. And it is they have on good days an hour or so of recreation all alone in a cement and metal barred room, and they have a shower occasionally, not every day, and there is constant noise, raucous, sometimes howls. Some inmates, it's estimated in Texas, 15 to 20% go insane on a day banging with their feet into a metal door in a cement corridor, you can imagine the noise. And mm-hmm. when that person is your neighbor, you can imagine it needs a lot of inner maturity and calm to not go insane yourself when this happens, you know, week after month after year.
It's a form of torture, isn't it?
For me, it is. Let's say that the U.S. Constitution banishes cruel and unusual punishment. And for me, death row, Texas or Oklahoma or a few of the other really tough ones, is 24-hour cruel and unusual punishment.
And so, you know, what we're going to be speaking about today is so important because we are going to speak about the ways in which, you know, living in a condition like this, which would break so many people,
yes.
that Roger has found a way to not only remain intact as a human being, but to use it as an opportunity to transcend this, to transcend the pain and the torture of it,
yes.
and to reach a higher level of being.
Absolutely. It's
yes.
amazing.
It really is. And of course, for you being in touch with him for 16 years, you would have seen this whole transformation take place as well, because he wasn't always in a good place. As he says in his book, he's very human.
But you
would have seen that quite clearly, wouldn't you?
Oh, yes. When we started corresponding, he wrote to me, you know, you pull me forward, Pierre. Well, in the past 4 or 5 years, certainly in the past 3 years, Roger has been pulling me forward and many others too.
Yes, and we are going to talk about exactly what that is all about. When we come back, we're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Do not want to miss this show today.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Are you interested in learning about how to add more eco-conscious living into your life? Amy Tuwillis, broker and owner of Rhino Roz Realty, is dedicated to helping people buy and sell healthy homes. She strives to educate people on incorporating more green features into your environment. Rhino Roz Realty wants to be a resource before, during, and after a transaction. Whether someone is buying or selling a single-family home, multifamily, condo, or investment property, Rhino Roz can provide the service and knowledge that is needed to make informed decisions. For a free market analysis or more information about greening your home, contact Amy at rhinoroz.com, RHINOROZ.com, or call 206-508-1250. Rhino Roz Realty, charging on your behalf in the Northwest.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
And you're listening to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world. My guest today is Pierre Pradervan, and we're talking about his amazing friendship with death row inmate Roger McGowan. But first, we're going to give away another free copy of Messages of Life from Death Row to the first person to call in. The number is 1-800-930-2819. Roger, Pierre, in the book, Roger makes some really important key points. And one of the ones that he makes that I think is really central, it has to do with choice. He says that it all comes down to choice. We can refuse to be victims, whatever the circumstances. Tell me about this statement and what it meant to him being on death row to arrive at this understanding.
Well, you know, either he feels himself a total victim of circumstances the whole time because the inmates have no control over their life whatsoever, not when they go to sleep, not when they wake up, not when they eat, not when they are allowed to have a shower. They are totally subjected to the system. So either he continued feeling a total victim or he decided he was going to be responsible for his life. And he made the conscious decision. There's a wonderful TV show in French of Swiss TV on Roger, 52 minutes. 12 times during that show, he mentions, I chose to. I made the conscious decision to. Can I read you a couple of these statements? They're so powerful.
Yes, please, go ahead.
He said, I took the decision not to allow what was happening outside of me influence what is happening inside me. Mm. And that's my freedom. And I hold on to it. But especially one of my favorite ones is when I decided, it's a conscious decision, when I decided to love instead of hate, it was a conscious decision. It was my choice to love instead of hating. I realized that I'd done myself much more harm than to anyone else by not loving.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just so powerful, this conscious decision to.
Absolutely. And in those conditions where everything is set up to, you know, make him feel powerless,
yeah,
he has found his place of power. He has reclaimed it.
Exactly.
through understanding that he is the power of choice. Now, you mentioned love and hate there, and I think this is another one of Roger's key points. He says that love must be the reply to every situation and is our reason for existing, and that hate is the more difficult role to play. What do you think he means by this?
Well, he means that ultimately hate destroys the one who hates much more than those who are hated. Hate eats up your soul. It eats up, it devours your heart. Now, nobody can approach happiness or peace in such a state of mind. So ultimately, the one who hates is doing more harm to himself than anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
So he's made a conscious decision to love, because love is the only thing that brings infinite, unlimited peace, and especially on death row, which is, I mean, real hell every day.
Yes. And on that same sort of tone, a very powerful passage in the book, Roger says to you, Pierre, he says, God has been very good to me, Pierre. I may not have physical freedom, but I have inner peace and love that not even death can kill. I would rather be imprisoned with God than free without him. How do you think he got to such a place?
Well, it's constant work on himself. Never giving up. There's an incredible metaphor he wrote to me where he says, you know, I'm holding onto a rope with my right hand. My left hand is tied behind my back, and someone is pulling on my feet. But I hold on, repeated three times. And you can feel this incredible perseverance and this decision, I mean choice again, this choice to never give up, whatever the circumstances. And I say this on behalf of Roger to all those who are listening. If you are going through hell, I'm not saying this to you. I don't have that authority. It's a man who's been through 25 years of hell who's saying to you, just hold on. You will get through. And he says it with immense tenderness and love to each one of you who is struggling.
Mm-hmm. And you know, one of the things that I really loved in the book, Roger doesn't try to say that he has had this loving attitude at all times, that he has maintained this at all times. He says, I am only human, and I can tell you it's not easy. Often you can lose a friend you have known for years over something like a radio being played too loudly or a stare in the wrong direction that's lasted too long. And there are great moments of despair and depression that he goes through. But somehow he keeps holding on to that rope with that one hand. How does he do it? For the people who are listening, Pierre, who are going through absolute hell in their lives, how does Roger do it? How does he hold on when everything around him tells him not to?
Well, ultimately, he has a very deep faith in infinite divine love. I always use the word God cautiously because it's been tainted with so many colors. But there is he has this incredible trust in this infinite love power, which some call God, and that's fine, that will never let him go, to which he can always hold on.
Did he always have this relationship with a higher power? Or was that something that developed over time being on death row?
Well, he had a mother, and especially a grandmother, who was a devout Baptist and who gave him a very strong, biblical strong foundation to his faith. Now, he no longer attaches himself to any specific religion. He's a universal spiritual thinker, but he always recognizes these roots, and he's always recognizing the influence of his grandmother, which was very powerful on giving him a grounding in the existence of some superior infinite power for good and only good, a power which is infinite unconditional love and complete total forgiveness, which will never let go of him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's interesting I love that, what you just said, because, you know, here we are thinking of Roger as you know, you quoted him, hanging on to a rope with one hand, but the other side of it is that he is not being let go.
No,
his infinite
never.
Power is not letting go of him.
No, never. He acknowledges that he's being tested, but when I visited him in 2009 with a well-known French writer, Bernard Montault, a wonderful man who now visits Roger 3-4 times a year, can you imagine, coming from France. And he said, looked at us both in the eyes, and he said, at that time it was 22 years on death row, I would not exchange my 22 years on death row for anything in the world. I mean, that's just unbelievable when you know the conditions of death row. And later he explained to me, he said, I don't mean I would have chosen death row, but having been put there, I made it mine, so to speak. I made it my testing ground for growth.
And there again is, in a situation that would render most people powerless, he's turning it around and reclaiming it as power and making it his,
exactly.
Like you say, his ground, his learning ground.
He wrote to this same person, to Bernard, that if I had to die on death row, I would have at least shown that one can be happy there. That is just absolutely stunning.
How does he find happiness on death row?
Inside himself. By giving, always. By thinking of his neighbors. By thinking of other inmates in need. And by... now, he, as you know, he's just off death row. He's just been, thanks to the Supreme Court decision, he's now waiting for a new trial. But while he was there, he was... Sometimes some of the wardens, some of the officers, would come and talk to him about their worries and their trials. He'd become a sort of counselor, you know, for some of the of these people who have a tough time in life too. Not everybody's life is easy, especially
Isn't
when
that an interesting turnaround of events? We're going to pause for a short break now, and when we come back, we are going to hear more from Pierre Pradivand about the messages of life from death row. We'll be right back.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Are you ready to have all your relationships work for you? Those with your family, friends, and coworkers? Perhaps with a lover? How about with your body and your money? Ask Susan, relationship counselor, life coach, and Access Consciousness facilitator, Susan Lazar Hart, has assisted thousands in creating relationships that truly work for them. Ask Susan, a monthly telecall where you can be heard and receive simple tools to apply to all your relationships. AskSusan.net. That's ask-susan.net.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Jens, and if you're just joining us on Peace World Radio, my special guest today is Pierre Pradivand, who is speaking to us about a man named Roger McGowan who has been on death row for 25 years and just the extraordinary level of awareness and love and forgiveness that he has arrived at. Now, before we continue, we have one last copy of Messages of Life from Death Row to give away. So if you're listening to us on September 9th, 2013, and you're the first person to call in right now, you are going to get a copy of this book. The number to call is 1-800 9302819. Pierre, let's talk about forgiveness. What did Roger have to learn about forgiveness in order to survive 25 years on death row?
Well, he had to learn that it was a question of survival for him to forgive. I mean, when you know you are innocent, and I have not one hesitation of a doubt about his innocence. That doesn't even come to my mind anymore. And no one on the committee doubts his innocence. When you know you are, you've been kept 25 years in most terrible conditions while you are innocent because you have had a state-appointed attorney who fell asleep during his trial. Fell asleep.
Was
snoring in the courtroom. Who didn't come see him once before the trial. Who prepared his plea on the basis of the police report. I mean, and accepted so many other things that were unconscionable for a lawyer, and even bragged about being the lawyer in the States who'd had the most clients put to death. Bragging about that. Well, it's enough to make anybody mad and resentful for a lifetime.
Yeah.
But he realized that resentment kills the person who feels it much more than the person it's directed at.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, in one of his letters, forgiveness is the best medicine for all illness induced by hate. It's the source in which so many believers have found their strength. And that's a beautiful statement.
Isn't it? Yes. Now, Death Row, as we've been saying, Roger, sees this as a place of higher learning. And he says that
that's incredible.
Yes, truly. And he says that the greatest gift that it teaches you is to have the patience to show humility and love to all, because in the end, love is what really matters. Everything else dulls in comparison.
In another letter to him, he said, whatever the attitude of these people, they cannot force me to hate them. On the contrary, I bless them and I ask God to forgive them. I allow them to understand that I am not angry against them when they have wanted to offend me. But it took me a long time to learn to forgive instead of hating. Forgiveness is divine. Hatred is self-destructive. Hatred is destructive. You say it so well when you write to me that forgiveness is the first ingredient of peace at whatever level.
Oh, I love that. The first ingredient,
of peace. Yes.
And I think that, that has to do with, of course, what is done to us by others, but of course, it all starts with our relationship with ourselves. And so to generate peace within ourselves, which I think is the place we need to begin in order to create a world of peace, then I would think that forgiveness must be directed and applied within as well. Don't you think, Pierre?
Absolutely, yes. The wonderful passage in the letter where he explains how he reaches forgiveness. Every day and sometimes at nighttime, I stay sitting on the floor with my earplugs in my ears, fixing a precise point on the wall, and I meditate. It is in those moments of silence that I can finally deposit the weight that is too heavy for me and which without that would kill me. I operate a letting go, and I let go of all this darkness, and then I can forgive and go forward. As you say, when we forgive, we heal ourselves and we heal others.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. If Roger was with us, if he was with us right now.
Yes, and, that would be lovely.
It would be, wouldn't it? Oh, my goodness, wouldn't that be something? How do you think he would answer the question that I posed at the beginning of the show, where when everything around you is trying to break you, and that you feel yourself not being able to hold on, how do you think he would answer that question? What could we take from his experience?
I think he would say that he would go deep, deep down inside himself, right deep down to the deepest chamber of his heart, and maybe cry out to the Father, "Help me, I can no longer of myself. I can no longer do this alone." But he might also just stay there and wait in deep trust in the spirit of Psalm 23, which is my favorite spiritual text in the world, and just know that the Good Shepherd is with him, is shepherding him always, and will never let him go. And Roger would say that to every single person listening to this show. And I know I can say it from Roger on his behalf. You will never be alone.
Mm-hmm.
You are always held, accompanied, even if you are not aware of it. You are in the bosom of love at all times. Even if you don't feel it, you are always there.
So true. So true. Now, the life that Roger has been living for 25 years is one on death row, has been one that is marked with scarcity. Things that we so take for granted, like feeling the grass under our feet, you know, is
yes.
Something for him to so rejoice in when that moment happens. What do you think, again I ask, what can we take from Roger's experience on death row to live a more meaningful and fulfilling life?
Well, I think the first thing would be not living life for yourself, but living to serve. He'd become a world servant in death row, on death row. He's constantly thinking of his fellow inmates. He's constantly helping those who may not have a penny, he'll get them something. He's constantly helping those who are depressed. If even the officers, the guards, come to him to speak to him about their problems, what that says more than anything, that was on death row in Livingston, that says more than anything.
I think so, yes. That sort of sums it up, doesn't it? You know, I have to mention there was a passage in this book that just touched my heart so deeply. It's when Roger says, "I asked God to give me the strength to smile, though I was crying inside, and the courage to walk with my head held high, even though I was bound and shackled, ankle to wrist. What was meant to weaken me through the grace of God has made me strong."
And the key word there, Christina, is through the grace of God.
Yes.
That is his ultimate, you know, his ultimate appeal, his ultimate trust, and it is mine too. I mean, with the grace of God, without the grace of God, I would not be speaking to you, Christina.
Mm-hmm.
That is my ultimate trust. When my own strength seems right at the end, there is always the goodness of infinite love, which will never, never, never let us go.
And you know, I believe this as well, Pierre, and I think that is the meaning of the word surrender. Surrender not in the sense of letting go and not taking that next step, but surrendering that individual self, trying to hold on to something greater than ourselves to allow it in. Do you think?
Can I share the most powerful experience I had in my whole life?
Yes.
It's a very holy experience. For many years, I practiced spiritual healing and still do. And I was in Africa and I caught a case of dysentery, which isn't too serious at the beginning. And it was the last day. And on the plane coming home, flying back via Paris, I was, you know, running to the toilet, which is a symptom of this problem, and meditating, reading spiritual texts, praying, doing all the things I felt I should do, and nothing was happening. And I was really a bit desperate. And next to me, I had a young unaccompanied boy. And the stewardess was so kind to this boy, but so loving, as if she were his mother. And at one moment, she came to speak to him with special tenderness and kindness. And I felt this incredible gratitude, almost a cosmic gratitude, for this woman. And suddenly, it was transformed into infinite, unconditional love. And I moved out of time. I moved out of space. I was no longer in the plane. And the only thing I felt, and I mean felt, was that love is the only power in the universe, the only cause, the only law, the only finality, the only substance, the only source. The end of everything is infinite love. But the most glorious moment, the most glorious moment of all, Christina, was when I had no sense of ego whatsoever.
Yes.
My ego just disappeared. And there was only the consciousness of love. Mary Baker Eddy writes somewhere, the divine understanding reigns, is all, and there is no other consciousness. And I experienced that.
We're going to, on that beautiful note, we're going to pause for a break, and we will be right back with more with Pierre Pradervan. Stay tuned.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program. 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness helped me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
Each day, I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia will offer us in order to find our highest purpose. We don't stop there, though. It feels that daily I'm held accountable for my goals, my dreams, to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, writing my first chapter after only 5 days in this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle, or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's T-H-E-D-R-PatShow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Welcome back to Peace World Radio. I'm Christina Jans, and I've been having this wonderful conversation with Pierre Prettervand about Roger McGowan. Now, as I said earlier in the show, I think everyone should read this book, Messages of Life, Messages of Life from Death Row. For those of you who would like to learn more, go to the website rogermcgowan.org. So that's Roger MCGOWEN.org. And for those of you who would like to get more involved or show your support for Roger's cause, there are ways in which you can do that. Pierre, you said that there was one more little part to the story that you were telling us that you wanted to add.
I came back to my normal human consciousness on the plane, and I had in the seconds following, an instantaneous healing of my dysentery. Instantaneous. It disappeared in a matter of seconds, and which so shows the healing power of infinite love.
Absolutely. There it is. Now, our fabulous engineer, Benny, just mentioned that a caller asked a question of you, Pierre, and that is, did Roger have any sort of connection with other literature before this awakening, this transformation on death row?
Well, you know, he had contacts with men of other faiths, including Muslims, on death row. But I would say he's entirely a self-taught spiritual thinker. It's his readings of spiritual thinkers and writers of today that put him on the path, but above all, his deep, deep sincerity. He has his deep, you know, he's so sincere, God cannot not hear him. So I think it's essentially this incredible, never letting go, deep sincerity and intelligent reading.
Yes. Okay, and we thank the one who called in with that question. That was great.
Good, now, yes,
now, you mentioned in your book that you have learned some of the most important lessons of your life from Roger McGowan, the man who sits on death row. What are the greatest lessons that Roger has taught you?
Well, I think the notion of choice, we discussed right at the beginning, that's absolutely fundamental. And I had that sentence I quoted to you about hanging on, you know, never giving up. I had it on my desk for 3 years when I went through a very tough tsunami. And I think it's Roger's example. As a matter of fact, I wrote two more books in French on him. Mm-hmm. And it's writing these two books that pulled me through my tsunami. His incredible example. I can only think of the statement by Winston Churchill during the last World War,
yes,
when he was saying to the British, if you're going through hell, keep going.
Yes, and never give up.
Give up, exactly.
Yes. Now, all of these letters that you have from Roger, do you have a sort of one quote that stands out
most?
for you?
That's a lovely one. Love is only one thought away. It can never be depleted.
Mm.
Remember to use it often.
Yes.
Love is only one thought away. It can never be depleted. Remember to use it often.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, it makes me think, I know we've only got 1 minute left here, but it makes me think that of all the things people experience that are so hurtful, you know, it doesn't mean that they forget what they have gone through or what was done to them.
Of course not.
But you can love anyway.
Yes. Yes.
You can love anyway. And I think that's one of the, that along with choice, I think that is one of the greatest messages that Roger has brought to us.
And you know, the words you just say, I repeat them to myself practically every day and sometimes many times. Pierre, you can always love. Whatever the circumstances, you can always love active tense.
Yes, you can love anyway. What a wonderful way to conclude our time together,
yes.
Pierre. I want to thank you so much for being here again with us today and sharing this story. Thank you.
I want to thank you, Christina. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Our pleasure. You know, I have never communicated with Roger McGowan, but because of Pierre Pratervand, I have learned about the extraordinary capacity of a human being to choose love when everything else says not to. To me, this is a shining example of grace. And is this not the reason why we're here? To come to know the true nature of love by choosing love over fear? And so in closing, I return to the question with which I began this show. How do we hold the vision and take one more step, one more breath, when we've completely exhausted our energy reserves, when we're down on our knees, overcome by fatigue, saying, I am done. There's nothing left in me to give. Well, what I've learned today and through reading this beautiful book is that it is only our singular fear-based self that experiences these limitations, and that in every moment, even the darkest of moments, there exists a brilliantly bright lifeline, one that has the capacity to transform what we thought was unchangeable. And that lifeline is our free will to choose differently. And here's why this is so important. When we make the choice to choose love over fear, we engage our connection and merge with a higher, limitless source of love and power. We take leave of our singular, particle-like experience of life and enter into the waters of life, a sea of all possibilities, a place where everything is possible. And in the process of doing so, we ourselves become so much more. Here, we are free of the ties that once bound us to the old reality and its outcomes. And now we can enter into union and exist in relationship with the desired intention. According to the laws of the universe, if we hold this frequency with strength and precision and with integrity, a new reality is born. The miracle of love is made manifest. And this new frequency we resonate with changes our surroundings, like ripples spreading out into a pond when a pebble has been dropped into it. We have changed our reality. This is the power that lies in each and every one of us and why we must never, ever lose hope. Through the most challenging of circumstances, Roger McGowan has shown us how this can be done. My hope is that we will all take strength from his example and choose love over fear every chance we get and allow the miracle of love to be made manifest in every corner of the world. Be sure to join me every second Monday of the month at 11 a.m. Pacific and 2 p.m. Eastern Time for more vibrant conversations to change the world. If you'd like to contact me, please go to peaceworldradio.com. While you're there, check out our upcoming guests, listen to archive shows, and be sure to follow Peace World Radio on Facebook for lots of fabulous insights and inspiration in between shows. I'm Christina Jans. Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jans. Tune in each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific and 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW for another energetic, vibrant, and engaging show that's getting people talking. Internationally renowned host Christina Jans brings you extraordinary and courageous people who are using their lives to raise the frequency of our world. For more information about Christina and the show, visit peaceworldradio.com and join the talk the world is having.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com. There is not just one kind of radio show. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show? Well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. We will be paying forward so many ideas, so many tools, so many gifts to all of you because you have inspired us to be better and better and better each year. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community. Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn and live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.